We'll put up some papier to these urgent here. Today's date is 01/10/2026. Dictation is for Kevin Becerra. Becerra spells B-E-C-E-R-R-A. Kevin spells K-E-V-I-N. Date of birth is 09/04/2003. This is a 22-year-old gentleman here with right great toe pain period. Patient said this has been going on for approximately a week or more. Stated that he and his mom tried to trim his toenail to see if he would get better, but it's gotten worse, period. Said he's here today because of increased pain, redness, swelling at his at the medial surface of his great toe. He said he noticed pus discharge from his toe also, period. Patient denies trauma. Next paragraph, past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history, medication, and allergies. These were all negative, period. Next paragraph, review of systems. Patient denies chills, myalgia, denies trauma, denies nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea, denies double vision or blurred vision, period. Next paragraph, physical exam. He's alert, oriented, in mild distress. Vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 97% of mirror. Blood pressure is 125 over 84. Pulse 82. Respiration 18. Temperature 98.8, period. Next paragraph. Right great toe. The medial surface of his nail is embedded in the soft tissue. There is soft tissue swelling, redness, and pus discharge. Neurovascularly intact. Yes, full range of motion. No discomfort with range of motion. Next paragraph. The same paragraph. There's tenderness to palpation on the medial surface. Next paragraph. HENT normal. Next paragraph. Neck full range of motion. No rigidity. No meningeal signs. Next paragraph. Skin. No abrasions, lacerations, macules, or papules. Next paragraph. Neuro is alert, oriented. Times 3, cranial nerves, 2 to 10 is normal. Motor and sensory functions are normal. Mood and affect are normal. Period. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is onychocryptosis, right great toe. Assessment number 2 is cellulitis, right great toe. Number 3 is toe pain, right great toe, period. Next paragraph, procedure. Partial nail removal, semicolon. Next line, patient and I discuss the procedure. I explained what the procedure involved. We discuss complications, include poor healing, return of ingrown nail, worsening of his infection, among others, period. Next line, patient gives me verbal consent for me to proceed. His foot was soaked in a tepid water with water that's mixed in betadine for approximately 10 minutes. Next line, his foot was removed from the water, pad dry with chalk. Next line, the site was clean again with betadine and over wiped with alcohol. Next line, a digital block was performed and immediately waiting for approximately 10 to 15 minutes when anesthesia was fully achieved. I used approximately 5 milliliters of lidocaine without epinephrine. Next line. After testing and checking and verify that anesthesia was fully obtained, I use a forcep and a nail cutter to remove the lateral one-third of his nail. Next line, bleeding was controlled with direct pressure. Next line, on completion of the excision, patient remains neurovascularly intact, there is decreased sensation secondary to anesthesia. However, cap refill less than 2 seconds, range of motion was normal. Next line, triple antibiotics was applied to the open area where the nail was removed. It was covered with 4x4 and secured with a coband. Next line, patient tolerated the procedure well. Next line, there were no complications. Next line, patient was educated on shoe wear at least for the next 24 hours. He was advised that he must wear wide tip shoes. Next line, he was sent home with the following medication: 1, Septra DS 800 mg/160, 1 POBID for 7 days, number 14, next medication, Tylenol number 3. He would take 1 POTID PRN for pain. He was given number 12. Advised to return to the clinic in about 48 hours for a reevaluation for an infection. He says he understands and will comply. He was given a note for work to return to work on Tuesday. End of dictation.